Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills on Radio 1. And it's... what day is it? Wednesday. Good. That's a good start. Hi, Tulip. Hi, Andy.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you get in all right this morning?
Yeah, it's fine in the end.
Did you stay in a hotel with Becky last night?
Yeah, I did. How did you know?
What, the same one?
Yep.
Oh, okay, good, because I know when she was leaving the building yesterday, she was, like, emailing you going, hi, I'm staying in a hotel tonight. But I know that's only because you live in the same area, which is very badly affected by the snow.
Loads of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're all here.
Like, knee-high in
Reading.
Wow.
Don't give away your address.
do you want the road?
No, I'm fine. Don't want the road.
Podcast.
We've got Teresa getting ready for work in Northumberland, who doesn't really know what the fuss is all about, really. She says, we've had snow here for weeks now. Don't know what the fuss is about. So does Robert in Cumbria, saying the same. Lucy, who's 15 in Kettering, good morning. She says, Northamptonshire's got no snow whatsoever, and it's not fair. And Andrew and the Digi Boys say, we're off of Blandford in Dorset and we don't have any snow either. Sorry. Charlie in Edinburgh does, though. Still has school, despite the weather being quite bad and loads of snow today. Right, coming up, after 8.30 on this show, if you've ever wanted to look like Madonna, and let's face it, we all have, now you can. We have the lady who got Madonna's arms like that on the show today, after 8:30. Amazing, eh? Her name is Tracy Anderson. And you're thinking, okay, well, I don't want to look like Madonna. You might be. You'd be stupid if you are, but think about it. She also trains Shakira. Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow. And now us, listeners, you and me. And by the end of this morning, we will all look like Shakira. Or Madonna, whichever one you prefer. We just won't dye our roots for a while. And she'll tell us how to look like that after 8.30. Tracy Anderson is coming in. Some good news. The Posh Radio 4 lady who was snowed in yesterday, the Posh Radio 4 is now out. She's not been in prison. Sounds like Bad Girls, doesn't it? She's out. She's not been in prison or gay, but she is out of the snow. She got dug out yesterday by her gamekeeper called Mellors. So she is back on with the stuff you've been saying on the email this week. On Dear Scott, just after 7 o'clock, and a bit of, oh, what's occurring, around about 8.15. It's all good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, it's time for Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady. First one.
Happy holidays from Adult Rental. Have a great time this holiday session from your buds at Adult Rental. Cheers.
Right, seriously, I don't know why they are sending me these emails. But
really?
No, I keep...
From your buds?
I've got loads at the moment. People sign me up to all sorts of things. When people know your email address... We did have a game for a while where we would sign each other up to different mailing lists, which was fun. But seriously, whoever signed me up to the World of Warcraft account, which I do keep getting every day still, that's not funny... Adult Rental, I have no idea what this is about.
Your holiday session.
P.S. You're getting this email as part of your account with Adult Rental. But if you don't want to continue receiving it, just click this link to get your email address removed. Winking smiley.
Which I have done, so we won't get any more from that.
I love the fact they put an actual winking smiley on their email.
Saucy winking smiley. Next.
Dear Scott. I'm a fan of Deadmau5, and on his Facebook at the moment, he's asking fans to send in designs for his next tattoo. Fans of Deadmau5 will know he already has quite a few of them all over his body. Thing is, you have to already have a Deadmau5 tattoo on your body, and he will devote a square inch of his arm of that same tattoo, if he likes it enough. He's going to fill a hole of one of his arms with designs sent in by fans.
Okay, so you have to have a Deadmau5 tattoo on your person already, and then if he likes it, he'll devote some...
Arm space
to you. Quite a good idea.
I already have two tattoos, and while I'm a massive fan of him, I'm not sure I love him enough to get a big tattoo of a mouse on my leg or back. Just wondering, do you think this is a bit extreme? However, it would be super cool if he chose my tattoo to have put on his body.
It is, but what are the chances of that?
Probably quite high, actually. Because how many other people are going to have a mouse tattoo on them to then enter the competition?
Well, I've
looked... I reckon you've got quite a good chance of winning this one.
No, I've looked and there are quite a few already that have sent them in.
Really?
Yeah, look it up.
Have you or any of your listeners ever loved a band or artist so much that you got a tattoo of them? If not, maybe you could start. Becky could get a tattoo of her all-time favourite band, The Saturdays. On her forehead, perhaps. Love you, Hannah, off of Glasgow.
Thanks, Hannah. Yeah, hold back on the tattoo of Deadmau5 for now, I think. But I would quite like all of The Saturdays on your forehead.
There's not enough room. I know I've got quite a big one, but there's not enough room on my
forehead.
There's
room for Frankie on there.
Not just. I don't want all of them. How about one across my entire back, like one of their like album cover of them in their multicoloured outfits all across my back? You know, I like the big back ones, which is like a whole foot.
So a whole album cover of The Last Saturdays album on your back.
Yeah.
And you'd do that, would you?
That gives them enough space, doesn't it, for all of them?
Yeah.
Molly can squeeze on the end.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll look at the Facebook group for you and see if it's worth kind of getting the Deadmau5 tattoo. We'll see how many other people have got them.
It's not the worst mouse in the world. It's quite cute looking, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just, I think it's quite extreme.
Who would you get a tattoo of?
Michael Bublé.
Upper arm?
Yeah, just on right arm, I think. Just his face on my upper arm. What? Don't look at me like that.
People will think you've just got a tattoo of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that would be funny.
That would look vain.
Do you reckon anyone has ever asked for a tattoo of themselves? Like, on their actual...
Do you think anyone's ever asked for a tattoo of Michael Bublé?
Yes.
I probably think... Do you think?
Yes.
Right, I want to know if people have actually done this.
Just Googling it now.
If they love a pop star or an artist or a band so much that they've got a tattoo.
There don't appear to be any pictures on Google.
No.
That doesn't mean to say that no one's ever had one.
I could be the first. Next.
Dear Scott, you have to listen to South Yorkshire Police's call waiting message about delays in answering the call due to the weather. Kind regards, John Bogner, Doncaster Star.
Well, John, we have called up the South Yorkshire Police for some advice, and this is what they said.
This is the South Yorkshire Police. Due to the severe weather conditions, we are receiving an increasing number of calls. If your call is relating to persons throwing snowballs, please consider if there is a requirement for police attendance.
I thought they were going to say, press one. Please don't call South Yorkshire Police unless you have to.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Won't do that again. Stop shuddering, Becky. It's 8:16.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, it's time for this. Let me know your scores, please. These are some we've done before. All new What's Occurring starts on Monday when we go back to the afternoons and Chris comes back to this show Monday morning from 6:30. See if you can remember any of these.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know when I go home of an evening?
Yeah.
Do you know how I like to relax?
No. Well,
I'll tell you. I'd rather say it.
Okay.
What I like to do is turn the lights down low and put on some tunes by Will Smith, because it just puts you in a good mood, guaranteed.
Which one's your favourites?
I think what Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West is my favourite.
That was a good one. That was on TV the other day.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
that.
Will 2K, even though it's...
Was that the one about the millennium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami's a good one.
Oh, that is good.
I like
so many.
All.
My question to you, how many of Will Smith's singles could actual Will Smith name? I gave Will Smith, Hollywood A-list, 1 minute to name as many of his own UK hits as he could. How many did he get?
11.
You're saying Will got 11 of his own songs?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
If you were a multi-selling artist, would you remember your tracks? Let's see if Will Smith does.
In 1 minute. Oh,
go!
Summertime. Let's see. Getting Jiggy With It. Let me see. What else might have been? Switch, maybe. Miami. Maybe. Let me see. What else might have been? Maybe Wild Wild West. Maybe. Maybe an early one. Girls Ain't Not But Trouble.
Yeah,
maybe.
First one.
Maybe Parents Just Don't Understand.
That one didn't chart.
Yeah, that one charted. Okay, yeah. Sorry, being a little arrogant. Let me see. Oh, Boom Shake the Room, I'm sure. Let's see, what else? I don't even remember all of those. Girls, Nightmare on My Street, maybe?
No.
So, okay, the early ones didn't quite make it here. Let's see. Think
of the Millennium.
The Willennium, what was the song for Willennium? And then I like it. I don't remember what I called that. Men in Black, I'm sure. Men in Black. Oh, damn. How many did I get?
You got... We're not including Will 2K, are we?
Will 2... That's what I was... Oh. Willennium, that's what I was saying. Will 2K. Yeah. But Will 2K, that's Willennium. It's the same thing.
Okay.
No, I get that one.
Okay, you get it. Okay.
Nine
in 1 minute.
Nine out of how many?
Out of... Out of 18.
I had 18 top 40 hits here?
Uh-huh.
Let me see that list. You bet, son. It's probably some other people's... oh, wow. Didn't even think of that. Oh, geez. I said Summertime.
Yeah, but that's on there twice.
But it's I get the remix. It all counts. It's... You'll not give me the remix. This is fixed. That's a perfect 10 from the British judge.
He is the nicest man ever.
Didn't he send you a thank you note afterwards?
Yeah. Saying thanks, it was really good fun.
On his own headed notepaper?
Yes. Actual Will Smith headed notepaper.
Which he then turned round and thought, because it said WS, if you turned it upside down, you could use it as yours.
Yeah.
SM.
Yeah.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Cheaper than getting your own done.
Yep.
So nine of Will Smith's UK hits he could name. Next one. You know Susan Boyle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, remember when she was on Britain's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
It was all a bit patronising, really, wasn't it? Well, you can go back to your little village, you little woman, with your head held high. My question to you is simple. How many times during the patronising of Subo on Britain's Got Talent did Anton Deck call her... a good girl, like you would to a dog. Good girl.
Twice? Three times? Four times? I'm looking at your eyes trying to see. 10 times.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's that little woman from that little village being patronised and called a good girl.
This one little woman from a tiny village in Scotland has got the whole world talking about her.
Susan, you've been waiting all day to do that. How did it feel?
Fantastic.
Good girl.
Fantastic.
Good girl.
This one little woman.
Did it add to the pressure for tonight, though?
What pressure? It was really good tonight.
Good girl.
Good girl.
This one little woman.
You've enjoyed every minute, have you?
I've enjoyed every second. Good. And I'll do it again.
Good.
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 On behalf of the whole world, thank you, Susan.
Little woman.
Look at her now, though.
I know. That little woman's big now, isn't she?
Five. That's what I counted.
Yeah. So, yeah, you said 10, but our listeners may have done better than you.
Oh. What's the kidding?
Last one. You know Chris Moyles? He normally does this show. He's back on Monday. Do you think that Chris Moyles checks into hotels under his own name? Or do you think he has some kind of, like, superstar alias?
Well, I hope he uses his own name. He would do, wouldn't he?
Don't know. We're about to find out. When he was on holiday... Or he may have actually been doing some shows from there, actually. From Los Angeles... We called up Chris Moyles' hotel to try to speak to him. It's a simple yes or no. Do you think I'd be able to get through to Chris at his hotel in LA? Yes or no?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me calling Moyles.
Good morning. How may I assist you?
Hello, could you put me through to Chris Moyles' room, please?
Chris
Moyles.
Give me 1 second. Do you know the room number, sir?
I don't, actually. I just know his name, Chris Moyles. He's a colleague of mine.
Okay.
Do you have that there?
No, I don't have that.
Have you probably seen him? I mean, he is in LA at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Do you know him?
No.
Moylesy?
No.
Because he does sometimes go under another name.
What's the other name you think, sir?
Willie Stroker.
Willie Stroker, I don't have any name with the W, I don't have any name with the M.
Okay, then, he sometimes checks in as Reverend Legover.
Reverend Legover.
Reverend Legover.
No, I don't have either. With the L.
He does have a girl with him. She has checked in as well, I think.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Rachel Jones. She speaks a bit like this.
No, I don't have either.
She may have checked in under the name Sigourney Beaver.
Sigourney Beaver, no, I haven't.
So no Sigourney Beaver there, no?
No Beaver.
Okay, I have one more name that she may go under.
Which one, sir?
Barbara Easy Shag.
Easy Shag, I don't have. Easy Shag with the E, no, I don't have any name with the Easy.
No Easy, no Shag?
No.
Could you look up Ivana Humperlot?
Ivana Humperlot. With the H.
Hump a lot, yeah.
You see, I don't know, none of his name is...
No Humperlot.
No.
Maybe I'll try later, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your help. Rubbish. Could I get through to Chris? No. Let me know your scores on today's Oh What's Occurring by texting me 81199 against Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
We're very excited about this, aren't we, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Today we are in the presence of actual Tracy Anderson. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Now, if people have not heard of you before, what's your job? When people ask you what your job is, what do you say to them?
It's so complicated. I'm not just a celebrity trainer, I swear. I've actually spent 11 years developing my own fitness method on how to make every woman perfect, basically.
Okay. Now, our audience will be interested to know some of the people you have trained in the past. So if you could just reel off as many as you can.
Oh,
it's not a test. You know, you've got loads of time.
Let's see. I have the gorgeous Courtney Cox, Shakira, Gwyneth Paltrow, Emily Blunt, Kate Hudson. Oh, no.
Madonna?
Madonna, yeah, of course.
Did you do those arms?
Well, I did her last tour with her, and I spent almost 3 years training her 6 days a week. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It's quite hardcore, your training, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, well, for someone like that, it is. I mean, it's all relative. But the idea is that I go after balancing the entire body, and I go after the less, waking up the less predominant muscles that most forms of fitness don't go after by every 10 days making up new custom routines for each person. So, yeah.
Wow. We talked about the snow a bit as well. Are you a bit shocked about the snow this morning?
Oh,
or?
Please.
Are you
give me a sled.
Do you live in New York?
I live in New York and grew up in Indiana. So
this is nothing to you, is it?
No, absolutely nothing.
See, what happens here is we get some snow, and it is quite bad in some parts of the UK today, but normally we get like a little bit for 2 days, and so this is quite unusual for us.
This is great. Snow day.
Yeah.
Everybody should be out making snowmen and snow angels and sledding.
To the point where the weather is the lead story on every news.
Yes.
And what was it you saw yesterday on Sky News?
Last night. No, it was on ITV.
Oh.
On our main news last night, they had Manchester's had a bit of snow, and they called it City Under Siege.
Oh,
like it's Baghdad.
And it actually, that was the actual title of the report, and it was like, so-and-so reports on a city under siege.
And there were no buses.
It's like when it rains in LA, everyone freaks out.
Yeah. But it's colder than this in New York, isn't it, normally?
It is really, it's very cold right now in New York, it really is. And I live outside, I live in the Hamptons on the water, and it's very cold.
That is so nice. I know how posh your house is, just for the fact you said that.
Oh.
I've always wanted to live there. It looks amazing. It's like
come
really
and visit me.
Houses.
We'll work out every day.
For 5 hours. So is this like the busiest time of year for you?
Oh, please. Yeah. You know, but this is the time of year, too, that I really struggle with because I'm very much a believer in making fitness a lifestyle and that you have to move 6 days a week, not 2 hours a day, but, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, 6 days a week. And so this time of year, everyone's coming in freaking out. You know, they want to
loads fix of texts
me quick,
and phone calls.
You know?
I'm really fat. Help me, Tracy.
Oh, yeah. Everyone just wants a quick fix. And unfortunately, it needs to be a lifestyle change.
Okay. So you're not one of those people that can just go, yeah, I can make you lose 5 stone in 2 weeks.
No, because then they're going to gain 10 stone the next two. So.
Yeah. Okay, so you get lots of people on going, hi, I'm a bit fat, can you give me a workout? It's a bit like being a doctor, isn't it, where you tell them what you do and they go, yeah, actually, I've got some piles at the moment you might be able to help me with. It's the same with your thing. Give me a workout, Tracy. So we know what sort of customers you have. Because they're all, not all of them, but a lot of them are quite famous, it's fair to say, right? And quite rich. Yeah. Does that mean that you're quite expensive?
I personally am quite expensive, but my mission was never to be a celebrity trainer. I started out with something very specific that was a big wound for me. I started out as a professional dancer, and I gained a lot of weight at school for dance. And so this was a personal mission for me to find a solution for women who genetically aren't given a quote-unquote dancer's body but want it. And it turned into, you know, 9 years before I ever even trained a celebrity, of me researching on 150 different women and developing over 3,000 moves and 4 different machines. So this, to me, the celebrities that I have that do my method now are wonderful and amazing ambassadors for a new kind of training. So
if I wanted to jump around with you, Tracy, it would set me back a bit, wouldn't it? Right.
You would definitely... Men are so shocked in the beginning, because when you look at the sequencing and the moves, you think, oh, please, there aren't even weights, you know, I can do this. And they die. They absolutely die. Because to, you know, unlock the hip flexors in men and to, you know, go to wake up, some, you know, the muscles that they're not used to working, it's, yeah, you would be in pain.
In pain.
For a few days, yeah.
How many days exactly?
Oh,
3 to 4, 4 to 5.
Well,
a week,
the idea
2 weeks.
Is that you get a new routine that's custom to you. So I would figure out what your tolerance. I would kill you the first day and then figure out what your tolerance is.
Right. And are you like one of those sergeant major ones? Like, right, you can do one more, Scott. Come on, Scott, push through. Because they quite scare
I'm
me.
I'm more of a silent.
Do you just look disappointed when they can't do it?
Yeah, I get very quiet. I play the music very loud, and you have to follow what I do. And, you know, it's like step up or get out.
Ooh, do you have like a little diva strop on them?
I'm not a diva.
No, but you sometimes would go like, get out.
If they're texting or they're not respecting me, then I would get out.
I've never texted during a workout, but yeah, I can see that would be annoying. It's like you're taking.
Well, that doesn't happen.
You're taking your eye off. Is there any celebrity that you would most like to get your hands on? You see them in a magazine and you think, I could work with them.
You know what? My curse is really that every person that I see on the street is like, oh my gosh, I know exactly what they need to be doing. I know what this woman needs to be doing. I really don't think like that. I really don't.
Is that what you thought when you walked into...
Like, oh my God, we're looking,
like,
look at them.
Oh my God, look at her. Yeah. Be honest.
No.
Did you look me up and down and go, ooh?
No, it's not like that. Usually when people see me coming, they're like, oh my gosh, can I just ask you, how do I get rid of these saddlebags and how do I get rid of this muffin top? So, you know. It's
like, oh, okay, good. No. Thank you, Tracy, for coming in. We will talk a bit more in a minute. Actually, I want to go through some other exercise DVDs, and some of them quite old.
Okay.
Just to see if you think they're any good or not. All right.
All right.
That maybe our listeners' mums and grandmas may have worked out to back in the day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're listening to Radio 1. Tracy Anderson is with us. Tracy, I feel that we know you well enough now to ask a question that we've both been wanting to ask for a couple of days.
Please do.
About the houses. Right.
Oh, yeah, go on.
You know, right, when people come to you for fitness advice and for a session, do you go round to their house or do they come to you?
Well, at this point in my career, I basically design for a lot of people, and I made a shift so that I could really, you know, fill the mission that I started in the beginning, which was get what I've created out to everyone around the world. So the celebrity clients, for instance, I have master trainers that go with all of them all of the time, and then I'll go visit Gwyneth and we'll train, and I'll go to Shakira for a bit and we'll train. So I travel around, you know, to them, and then I'm always creating moves and prescribing for them and giving them to the trainers I have them with.
What are their houses like, please?
That's the question. Please tell us what their houses are like.
Who's got the best house?
Shakira. What's her house like?
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe this question.
Is it nice? We just want to know how. We're just excited about how nice they are.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I just don't even I think I've lived in hotels for so long and homes that I can't even picture anyone's house right now, to be honest.
They all look the same.
Amazing life.
I'll tell you who does it right. Who does it right all the way through is Gwyneth. She just has impeccable taste. Mm.
Okay.
Impeccable.
I can imagine it's really neat and organized and really beautiful everywhere.
It's beyond. It's like you just stepped into the most perfect world.
Oh. Is there the smell of fresh baking happening all the time?
Exactly. Exactly why I love it.
Is it like an episode of Desperate Housewives in there?
God, no.
I mean, in terms of the house.
God, no, absolutely not.
Okay. All right, I got it wrong.
No.
Now, every celebrity has got a DVD, a fitness DVD here. Why is yours different? Because it is different, isn't it?
Oh, please. I mean, the thing for me is that I can't stand these, you know, I was a subject of a woman who was like, I'll try anything, I'll do any gimmick, I'll believe anything, I'll perform it and do it, and nothing, you know, worked. And that's why I've taken such serious, you know, effort to create something that actually is sustainable and that actually can deliver what it promises. And yes, I'm asking a lot. I'm asking people to get real and move 6 days a week and to follow my muscular structure work and, you know, to learn how to dance. And, you know, I'm asking a lot, I realize, but it really works.
It works.
It's hardcore.
I
was just saying that I've seen it. I haven't actually done it, but I've seen it.
You just watched it on the sofa.
Yeah, I did. I was going to do it, but I was a bit tired, so I'll do it next week. But that's what they all say, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I was watching it. It's not your kind of average grapevine kind of 1, 2, 3, 4 shouty video, is it? It's almost quite sexy in a way, like the way you're doing the kind of dance moves.
Well, if we're going to work our butts off 6 days a week, we want to look sexy, right?
Yeah, no, I was like, oh.
Let's be honest. We want to look sexy and we want to know how to move. But, you know, there's so many, anyone can lose weight. Any diet book works. But the fact is that, is it really going to get rid of your problem areas? Is it really going to allow you to eat again? Is it sustainable? Is it doable? We have all of these goals that just are not, they're not doable. And then we fail and we gain weight again. And it's a cycle. So I wanted to develop something that really works. And it really worked.
And what's your DVD called?
It's called The Tracy Anderson Method. And there's a matte DVD out right now, and that's your muscular structure work. So that will get rid of your bingo wings and everything that you don't like.
Yeah. And you can do it. And what I was just going to say is you don't need loads of space. Some of them you like need to move your sofa, take your table out, you know, completely change your lounge. But it's only like you only need a little bit of space in a chair and you're away.
Yep, no excuses.
Now, Tracy, I want to run this by you. Years ago on this radio station, there was an old Radio 1 DJ called Peter Powell, a really nice man. Mm-hmm. He wasn't known for fitness. and he produced a vinyl album. This is even before videos, right? Way back in the day. Maybe if you're listening, your nan or your mum may have this at home on an actual piece of vinyl. Now, if you listen to this, I don't think he's doing any of the exercises. It sounds like he's just in a studio like we are now, putting his feet up and going, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Have a listen and see what you think. Actually, Becky, maybe you could do the actual Peter Powell workout while...
Oh, no, this is a really hard
and
one.
And then, Tracy, you can tell us whether this is helping the body in any way at all.
Got it.
Okay.
So this is the
right,
Radio 1 DJ from the 80s.
Don't do the run, jump bit.
This is Peter Powell. From vinyl. Listen to this, Tracy.
Twist right and front, twist left and front, twist right and front, twist left and front, twist right and front, twist left and front, twist right and front, and now double time.
Double time.
Oh, boy.
I can't even do it the first time.
There's more.
Twist, 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 twist. Keep those hips to the front and twist, 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 twist.
Now, Tracy, will that do anything at all?
Boy.
I'm feeling something around my middle, boy. But that might just be
you know,
the toast.
You know, some of
eating.
The greatest teachers didn't move at all. I mean, some of my best dance teachers just stood there and screamed things like that.
Twist and twist and twist.
Arms out front. Now double time. Out, 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 out.
Well, he
out,
is asking
out,
you to
out,
do.
Out,
I mean, you are doing
something. Is he stuck?
Out,
it's stuck, is it?
Out,
you're
out, keep
to be
going.
Pushing.
You just keep pushing.
And pushing out. Out. Oh, thank God you're here, Tracy. He's rubbish on his own.
No, he wasn't doing that, was he? He was just sat there going, out, out, out.
Push, 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 push.
Push and out push, kind of the
push.
Same.
Oh, and it is stuck now.
Push. He's stuck,
push,
isn't it?
Yeah, push.
The record's stuck.
Push, 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 push.
He could be there for ages.
Push, push,
oh,
push, push.
She's going to bulk up. Stop that pushing.
Push, 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 push. What more? Right kick, left kick, right kick, left kick,
oh,
right kick, left kick. Totally out of control. Have a rest. You deserve it.
You are coordinated, though. There are no excuses. If you can do that, you can do my DVD.
Oh, sorry it got stuck. I didn't realise that. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
The DVD is out now. Dave at work has been on saying, can men use this DVD?
Absolutely. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. does my method and Tobey Maguire.
They're not going to end up with a girl's body, are they?
No. Hell no. Oh, am I allowed to say
that's
that?
Fine,
I'm sorry.
One more question. If you're training someone like, you know, all these big stars, if you're training someone like Madonna, who can be a little bit difficult sometimes, I'd be really scared of telling them what to do.
Well, can I tell you something? You know, she was the best student ever. She was always completely
focus.
Respectful of me as a teacher.
Okay.
So
yeah. You don't have a problem
maybe
going, Madonna, get with the program. Do one more.
No, I never had to.
Okay, Tracy, thank you very much for coming in today. Tracy
thank
Anderson,
you.
Everyone. Coming next, it's Dizzy Rascal on Radio 1. Lots of people's mums actually used to have this... this vinyl album of old Blur DJ from Radio 1, Peter Powell. Nice man. But I don't think he's an exercise guru. I don't think he was, he? I don't think so. It doesn't really sound like he's doing the exercises. He's just kind of instructing you. Sophie's mum had this one. She also often used to work out to this. Gemma's mum also had the Peter Powell workout album. Just think about your mum exercising to this.
Apart, together, apart, together, apart, together.
Come on, Mum.
Apart, together, apart, together, apart, together, apart, together. Stand by for little hops.
Oh,
on
God.
The right. Hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop, hop. On the left. Hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop, hop. Feet together, now for jump.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to lie down just listening to him.
I don't think he was actually doing anything there, was he? Brilliant. Hop, hop. I could do that. Hop, 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 hop. Jump, 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 jump. Now, where's my coffee? Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 lady was snowed in yesterday, but she's back today reading out the stuff that you've been sending us on email this week.
Scott, have you inherited Chris's perv gene now you're on in the morning? Pillow fights? Caroline, Oxford.
Oh, hi, Caroline. Yeah... There were some girls yesterday who said that they were going to have a... Well, I suggested that maybe they would want to have a pillow fight with each other because they were filled, that they were snowed in. But I don't think I've necessarily got the perv gene, have I? Have I turned into a perv because I'm just doing this show? I don't think so. I think it was a perfectly innocent question. Next.
Hi, Scott. Listening to you in the Languedoc in southern France. Moved here last summer and spent the last 6 months gloating about the great weather here compared to the northwest of England where we moved from. Now you've got the snow and it's chucking down with rain here, so suffering from weather envy now myself. Serves me right, really. All the best. Naomi, France, X.
Well, Naomi in France, you say you used to live in the northwest. On ITV News yesterday, they were calling Manchester a city under siege. So... It's just as bad there as it is with you at the moment. So don't worry about it.
Hey there, Scott, Becky, and anyone else there at this exact moment.
Hi.
Thank you for reading out my email about rats. I've been trying to get something read out on Radio 1 since Fern Cotton read my name out wrong. I was deeply upset about it, but now I feel a little better about it. However, I would still love an apology from Fern. It doesn't matter what kind it is, but it would be awesome. I'm going to the shop today to find some earmuffs for me and my rats. So thanks for the advice. All the best. Dan Vivian, Eastleigh.
Hi, Dan.
Do you think Fern will do that for him?
I'm sure she will next
when
week.
When she gets back.
Exactly what does he want?
Well, I want to know what she called him.
Yeah, I do.
Dan Vivian's not that difficult to...
Dan, if you could email us back and let us know what Fern said, that would be good. And then we'll try and put it right for you next week.
Oh, I just love the image of little rats in earmuffs.
I do as well. Oh. Next.
Dear Scott, after searching all over Facebook, I can't seem to find her group. Sad smiley. It's the group mentioned in today's show to get Becky, not the BAFTA award, but the Laughter award. I can't find the group, though. Brody, Berkshire, smiley, X.
Did you make that one up?
No, there is a group, but I don't know what it's called.
No, did you make it up so the Posh Radio 4 would be like, what's the group called again? So people could find it on Facebook, just to try and get you more votes.
No, you can just vote at the Loaded website. You don't need to go to join my Facebook group. Oh, did I? Sorry.
Oh, you said it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Do you know what the Facebook group is called, by any chance?
No.
You do, though, don't you?
No, but I don't, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Go to unofficialmills.co.uk and it'll direct you from there. I really thought you would have known the name of that.
No.
And been checking it.
No idea.
Quite a lot.
I think there's about 208 members, roughly, but no, don't know.
Oh,
someone just told me that yesterday.
Right.
Haven't been looking at it.
Anything else you want to know? The Posh Radio 4 will read out your email or text. Just put subject, Dear Scott, and then tell us what you want to know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.